It's a proven team with a proven quarterback, and they got a hellacious defense, and it's going to be close. We expect to fight regardless of how many changes they had on the offensive line, and we can't get caught up in all that. You have to respect our opponent, and I definitely one of those guys that respect the hell out of Seattle.
Yeah, you mentioned the quarterback. I mean, Wilson, his scrambling ability, basically won that game last week against San Francisco. How much pressure can he potentially put on the defense?
Yeah, man, from what I've seen on film so far, the guy makes plays on his feet, and he keeps the plays, drives alive, plays alive, and that's the frustrating part. You see guys up front just trying to get him down, but he's very elusive, and he's been doing that throughout his career, and that's what makes him special, and that's you've seen in the 49ers game. They threw it in the end zone, and that was all she wrote, but we got to make sure we can corral this guy and keep him in the pocket.
He's a tough guy to get on the ground, too, right? You got to bring your pads when you're running.
Yeah, because he's not your typical small quarterback. He's small, but he's got a nice size to him, and he's very, like I said, very elusive, strong at the point. So it's going to be tough to bring him down. So we got to make sure we keep him in the pocket.
Sorry, tougher to prepare for a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who's led a team all the way, and knowing that you know he's going to be in it till the end. Really tough to get.
Yeah. We know they're going to be into the end. You know, until the last whistle. So we have to be prepared for that. Play for four quarters. Don't get frustrated. That's the number one thing. He tends to see on film, see a lot of guys getting frustrated. But just got to keep rolling, man, and trust our abilities.
What have you seen from him? It seems like he always, 90% of the time, makes the right decision, whatever that
is. Yeah, he's a proven quarterback, pro bowler, all you name it, Super Bowl champ. He gives you everything. And so, like I said, we got to do the best. We know we got a challenge up ahead of us, and we got to do the best we can to kind of stop him.
How good did it feel to go on the road, play a good, hard, physical game? Now you come home. Is that something that can transfer week to week?
Yeah, and that's what we need to. We need to have it transfer. We need to be consistent. A game like Jacksonville was a huge boost for us. Prove that we can win in a tough environment like Jacksonville. Come out here in the home crowd and give our fans a show, not only for ourselves, but, like I said, for the whole city of Nashville.
Do you welcome having the game on the defensive show?
Yeah, I mean, we welcomed it last week. It was two defenses going at it. Jacksonville is another stout defense, and it was very tight in the first half. I believe it was 3-3, 6-3, whatever it was. And we expect the same thing, to be a very tough defensive game.
Seattle's kind of one of those, you know, NFL darling teams. And you guys use this as a kind of a measuring stick, because, you know, they've been at the top for a while.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a measuring stick, but just kind of see where we're at. Just, you know, it's early in the season. Kind of see how we progress from week to week as far as being consistent.
No, Mike emphasized home wins, another home game, same emphasis, and just we got to win at home.
Yeah, home. We got to protect home field. So, yeah, another opportunity. We let one go week one. We got another opportunity ahead of us against Seattle.